What about that regimen plus bevacizumab in the metastatic setting and your take on the TREE2 studies?
The original TREE trial, which Howard Hoekstra put together, was looking at three different oxaliplatin-containing regimens, with the FOLFOX regimen versus a bolus 5-FU oxaliplatin regimen that they had developed called BFOL versus a capecitabine-containing regimen with oxaliplatin. After about 150 patients, the standard of care had changed. It was no longer possible to accrue to that. So then this was changed to the TREE2 trial. I think one thing that's very interesting between the trials is remember that the dose of capecitabine changed between the trials. So people feel that capecitabine is a non-toxic, it's a pill, it's a non-toxic drug, but I think anyone who's worked with it shows that dosing is really, really important. And in fact, the dose that was used in the TREE, or which became TREE1 trial, for their CAPOX arm was too high, the dose of capecitabine, and it was actually reduced for the TREE2 trial. And what the TREE2 trial showed was that, once again, it was a infusional 5-FU oxaliplatin plus bevacizumab versus BFOL plus bevacizumab versus CAPOX plus bevacizumab. And as much as you can compare, because it was not randomized between with or without bevacizumab, but it was the same patient population, is that the response rates were significant. Once again, that magic 10% were significantly higher.